Just talking there with our good friend Anna Sale, reporter for our co-producer WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org, about a fact that sort of turned my head around this week. Iowa is one of only two states to have never sent a woman to Congress nor elected a female governor. The other state to share that honor or statistical anomaly is Mississippi. Joining us to talk about this peculiar aspect of the state's political history is former Iowa State Senator Maggie Tinsman. She's currently a co-founder of the 50-50 in 2020, 50-50 in 2020 campaign. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Also on the line is Diane Bystrom. She's the director of the Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State University. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, Diane and Maggie, do you buy this whole idea that this is a real trend, a real tradition in Iowa politics, or is it more of a statistical anomaly? Maggie?
Well, I hope it's not a trend. The trend is we hope that more women will get involved with politics. I think Iowa has been very conservative about having women be involved with politics, and so it hasn't happened. I think that's changing now with younger women, and so we are hoping to change it by having more women run in 2012.
As someone who is a state politician or a former state politician, Maggie Tinsman, do you face an uphill battle when you address voters in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, we do face. Actually, the main voter in Iowa is female, but we face an uphill battle because women haven't been considered to be involved with politics. And I'm trying to say that politics is women's business because women know how to compromise. They compromise in their whole lives all the time, so they don't even have to be taught. And that democracy is about compromise. And so we're hoping that we can convince more women that this is their business as well as men.
Diane Bystrom at Iowa State University, what will give women candidates traction on the statewide level or the national level, sending them to Congress in the state of Iowa?
Well, I think it's a matter of opportunity as well. I mean, we have had women run in the last several cycles, but typically women running for Congress in Iowa are running as challengers. And what we know is that, you know, whether you're male or female, challengers have about a 15% chance of winning. And so what we really need to do is recruit women to run and work with the political parties to make sure that they're running in open seat races. And I think that's when, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to send a woman to Congress.
Can you, you know, sort of rewind back to 2008, Diane? I mean, is any of what happened in 2008 to Hillary Clinton being upstaged in Iowa and to some extent unexpectedly in 2008 by Barack Obama a result of this tradition that when push comes to shove, Iowa voters aren't going to pull the lever for a woman?
Well, I think kind of building on something Maggie said, certainly there's role modeling going on. If Iowa women, you know, and Iowa voters in general see women in high places, then they tend to think that they, you know, belong in politics and typically will vote for them. We don't have that history in Iowa. We have a sort of an average history on electing women. Even with our state legislature, we're below the national average in the proportion of women in our state legislature. So I think what happens is that when Iowa voters don't see women in highly elected positions in the state, then they don't consider them for higher office. And I do think that happened to Hillary Clinton. There was a lot of anecdotal evidence that year that, you know, people, you know, would say to me, and I'm sure they said to Maggie as well, I'd like to elect a woman as president, but Hillary Clinton just isn't perfect enough. And, you know, I think there's that kind of a trend, too, with women voters, is that we hold women candidates to a higher standard than we do male candidates.
It's Diane Bystrom, director of the Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University. Maggie Tinsman, you know, it seems to me that this is a legitimate critique of the primary process. If you're beginning with a contest in a state that is really, really difficult for women candidates, it maybe argues that Iowa shouldn't be first. What do you say to that?
Well, no, I would disagree with that. I think women are, not women, but all of Iowans really are very thoughtful in this whole caucus process, and they really do take this seriously. They try to meet the candidate, and they want to meet the candidate and shake their hand. I've often said in the caucus thing that women are not just women, but Iowans want to meet you about three times and shake your hand, and then they say, yeah, I will consider you, but don't just show me a TV ad or something in the newspaper. And so
But look at Michelle Bachmann, though, Maggie Tinsman. She's blanketed the state with all kinds of personal appearances, yet her poll numbers are mired. And, you know, you can critique Bachmann on her presentation, but nevertheless, it seems like she's suffering from the same kind of thing that Hillary Clinton suffered from. She's not perfect enough for an Iowa voter to go for.
Well, I think women are more critical of other women. There's no doubt about that. But I think Michelle Bachmann is concentrating mainly on social issues, and I don't think that's where the major voter is, or at least that's not the majority of voters. Maybe that's what she thinks is going to go to the caucus. But you can't just concentrate on, in this state, economics is very big, spending less money than you take in, and jobs is what it is, not just social issues.
Well, what do you think of this discussion at 877-8-MY-TAKE? Give us a call or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Are we beyond gender politics? Is this a legitimate discussion to have? And do you think states like Iowa and New Hampshire make it difficult for a diversity of candidates to enter the field? We're speaking with Diane Bystrom, director of the Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University, and former Iowa State Senator Maggie Tinsman, who's currently co-chair of the 50-50 in 2020 campaign. So, you know, is it a form of conservatism in Iowa, or just simply tradition associated with older voters, Maggie Tinsman?
I think it's both, but I think that's why our mission for 50-50 in 2020, which is to achieve political equity for Iowa women by recruiting, training, and mentoring women in sufficient numbers that by the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, which is 2020, Iowa will have elected maybe females to fill 50% of the Iowa legislature and half the delegation to Congress and the office of governor. I think that's changing because of younger people seeing women work outside the home. And I think it's also changing that more women are going to run. That's our idea.
Well, it's a worthy goal. You know, I hadn't realized that the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage is 2020, but it's right around the corner. Former Iowa State Senator Maggie Tinsman and Diane Bystrom, director of the Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University. Thanks so much, and have a happy holiday.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.